Show with you, Barry, 100%. The plumbing boss, Chapman.
Good morning.
Nice to be together again on a Tuesday morning. And lovely that we've had good rain, and no doubt many folk that were listening last week took your advice to make sure that they weren't going to be compromised by blocked drains and therefore kept things tidy. Those that didn't listen or that didn't take advantage of the advice, well, I'm sorry for you, because there was quite a lot of water damage. We know about that. But Barry, welcome back. Nice to see you. And I presume that the plumbing business is no doubt keeping things moving.
Things are flowing.
Things are moving.
It's all going downhill.
Yeah.
In a good way.
So today we're going to be looking at some specialized equipment, because that's what one uses to detect where the problems are and to solve them.
Yeah. So, I mean, going down the line of just your average going, unblocking your drains and things like that. So we've got a couple of Roto-Rooter spring machines. They've got coils of springs on them. And the tip of them, you can change the tip of them to cut roots or grab and pull out things. There's even heads that can break up bricks. Or
wow.
Concrete's a little bit of an ugly one. It depends. If the concrete's just lined on the bottom of the pipe, you can manage to break it up and get it out. But if it's a solid lump of concrete, unfortunately...
But that means that, if I hear you correctly, you don't have to now dig up the entire pipeline. You can send one of your machines down it and clear it that way.
100%.
So, what a win.
So roots are obviously one thing that's always going to grow back. So generally, if we find fairly decent mat of roots in the pipe, we want to open it up and cut the roots back. But we do have clients that don't want to disturb gardens and paving and things like that, and we're in there 3 to 6 months trimming back the roots. And then the joy about that is you take one of our drain cameras that we've got, and you can stick the camera down the line, and you can physically look inside the pipe and see what the condition of the pipe is. Has the fitting been compromised? Is it cracked? And one of our other cameras has also got a frequency locator in it, or a frequency generator. So that the head itself generates a frequency, and then we've got another piece of equipment that pinpoints where that head is standing within a 300 mm
wow.
radius.
So that means you can identify exactly where in the pipeline the problem is, so that you don't have to dig up the entire pipeline. You know, it's surgical.
100%.
Like a laparoscopic.
Laparoscopic.
There we go.
Yeah. Pinpoint surgery, eh? That's it.
Yeah.
It's very, very good to know, because, well, the more complicated the infrastructure becomes, the more complex the problem solving becomes. And one of the issues that we've got a real problem with on the North Coast is either by design or by omission or error, rogue builders have been tapping into the lines for stormwater that really and truly they shouldn't be. And this is causing problems with sewerage failure, because those sewerage pumps that are particularly down on the beachfront are designed to cope with the X amount of water. But with the additional runoff from stormwater coming in, they just blow back into the sea, all the effluent and the sewerage, creating major issues. Now, I believe this is not only illegal, it's being dealt with quite stringently by the authorities in the form of smoke detectors or gas detectors, and a huge fine is about to be implemented on those that are connected, either wittingly or unwittingly. People don't know, in many instances, they're the second owner, third owner, whatever. They've bought the problem. They don't realize it's a problem, but they'll be liable for the fine.
100%. I mean, for example, 15 years ago when I bought my house in Sheffield, I'd been living in the house for 2 or 3 years, and I had found a crossed-over pipe that I had bought from the previous owner, which... I communicated with them. They didn't even know about it either. So they had some contractor that had come to a point and gone, okay, well, the only option I've got here is to just link the stormwater to the sewer. When did we have that heavy rains a couple of years ago? 22? I had a client in Sharkers Rock that had their downstairs toilet was spraying up onto the ceiling. They were
it's like the Omen, you know, just a terrifying scenario. Sure.
His entire apartment was ruined, just one sewage swamp.
Ooh.
And he sent me a video of his toilet firing back, and it was literally this big 150 millimeter core of water spraying out onto your ceiling in his house, and that's 100%. People doing illegal connections into a stormwater system. Like, guys, do not do it. It's you really, really messing up the entire system.
Yeah. Well, as I say, there are now moves afoot to trace and identify where these illegal connections have been made, and quite sophisticated tracking and tracing is being done, and massive fines are going to be implemented and levied. Are you able, with your team and your equipment, to preempt, or if you use that term in the right sense, the problem by investigative work?
100%. So the way the authorities do it is through smoke testing. Like, the smoke generator, a hell of a lot bigger than what we as domestic or commercial plumbers use. And the smoke machine blows the smoke into the municipal manholes on the side of the road. From there, they use aerial footage to pick up exactly where the smoke is coming out. Is it coming out of your gutter? Is it coming out of a stormwater drain in your garden? If that's happening, you know you got trouble coming your way.
Sure.
And from our side, we can 100% come into a property, do our own much smaller scale smoke testing, dye testing, and camera inspections as well to see if there's any crossover pipes.
It used to be the case, and I say this with respect, that the problems that were experienced outside of gated estates were sort of easy, low-hanging fruit. You know, you could get to the properties. With the advent of the gated estate, people believed, and wrongly so, that they're untouchable. You know, so I've connected up. What are you going to do about it? Apparently, this is with your, as you've described, aerial observation through drone or whatever. Oh, boy. You're absolutely, whether it's, by, as I said earlier, design or omission, if you are caught with smoke coming out of your chimney where it shouldn't be, you're going to be in serious trouble. And I presume that is the case.
So I've got a client in Salt Rock. I'm not going to give specific locations. But every single time there's a half-decent drain, not even a decent drain, there's a stream that runs through a whole bunch of houses in Salt Rock, and the manholes overflow. And it's the manhole that overflows that's right on the border of an estate. And my client personally has contacted the authorities a number of times, just stating, you know, from a health perspective, his kids are playing in the bottom of his garden. They in and around that water, you know, and it becomes a hazard, a health hazard perspective, where his kids are now exposed to effluent, but also from an enjoyment perspective, now he's got to keep his kids, his dogs, everybody else away from that part of his garden, which was one of the reasons why he purchased that property, because of
it was a pretty little stream.
Beautiful. But now it's got to the point where every single little bit of rain that happens, there's tampons and pads and toilet paper and mealies and everything flowing all over the place, which, I mean, who wants to see that in a beautiful coastal wetland?
Yeah. No, absolutely right. So there have been rogues. We understand that is the case. I also, and I don't say it lightly, I do know for a fact that the authorities are, and I'm not talking about the municipality because, well, they've got problems, but Caesar Water is much more operative, shall we say, and much more proactive. And good for them. You know, well done. I encourage that completely, because there are rules and regulations designed to keep everything flowing properly and keep people safe, and those that have flouted them deserve to be found and dealt with, and they will be. But if, as we've been discussing, you have inherited a problem, it's not a situation where nothing can be done to remedy it. You can fix the situation, and relatively easily, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, it obviously all depends on the location of where it is. And generally, most of them that we found in the property is either a couple of gutter downpipes that have been stuck into sewer gullies, which is very easily changed. Or you've got your two pipe network, your sewer and your stormwater on a property, and they've got to a point where they've just joined the two together. So that's a relatively easily undone thing. It obviously all depends where that is on your property. Is it underneath a concrete slab or...
But irrespective, it's a good idea. If you suspect that you may be, well, shall we say that your runoff from your property might be causing a problem, it's a good idea to contact Barry or his team and just ask them to come along and do an inspection, because I think it will be relatively inexpensive to get a survey done. I presume I'm speaking out of turn here, no?
No.
Relatively inexpensive. And it could save you huge problems in the future.
Mm. 100%. Be proactive. You know, help solve the problem. Because the biggest problem about stormwater connections into sewers, yes, the volume of water is an issue because the pumps can't handle it, but it's what goes down stormwater lines, sticks and stones and rocks and sand and all of that stuff. And that stuff goes into the pump chambers and it gets stuck in the pumps, and then the pumps don't pump anymore.
Yeah.
And then the problem's even worse.
Hmm. So that's the subject for today. And if you missed it and you want to know more about what we were talking about, well, it'll be up as a podcast shortly. You'll be able to listen on demand and catch up and share the information, because ultimately we're all in this thing together. Barry, lovely chatting, and we'll catch up in a week's time.
Oh, absolutely awesome. Thank you.
And the morning show continues.